Well, we're going live, you guys.
Talk Radio.
Well, here we go.
Hey, what's happening,
brother?
What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
If you want to listen online, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you type Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, okay? If you want to look at the listen to the show on your computer, your laptop, your desktop, even on your cell phone, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, and you are on the show live, okay? I have some special guests today. I want to make sure that we even call a guest. We're going to have a chef coming on, but we're going to have Goward, Minister Goward's coming on, and we have some interesting topics. One of our topics is, will Donald Trump be held accountable for the coup that he pulled on the United States of America and for the hate crime that he started against Asians, African Americans, and Latinos, and poor white trash, as they would say? So I'm not trying to put nobody down, but these are the people that Donald Trump and his people don't like. He started this thing with the coronavirus, called it the Asian coronavirus or the Chinese virus or whatever he called it. It's been terrible, the hate crime. We're going to talk about that because I think 8 women were shot in Atlanta, Georgia, last week. And countless women and men and older, elderly people have been attacked, beat up, and left for dead, okay, completely left for dead. And how can I relate to that? This has happened to African Americans in America. And, you know, America is supposed to be this wonderful place, you know. It's like, oh, let's go to America. But y'all don't know what's really going on in America and other countries except for what they show you on TV. And that's the media telling you that part. They're not telling you about the animosity going on the streets of America. And so we are here to discuss the topic. We're going to talk about it, okay? Our other topic is control. Out of control. Is rent control out of control? I think it is, y'all, because the rent in Los Angeles is unbelievably ridiculous. What's up, Deborah Allen? How are you? Maisha Young, how are you? Don Wyatt, how are you? Elaine Cosley, how are you? All my people on Facebook Live, Kevin D. House, Dorsey in the house. Thank you for the hearts, Moni Scott. What's up, Minister Moni Scott? What's going on? What's going on, Chapo? Chapo, what's happening? Hey, son, how are you? Yeah. Thank you guys for all coming in. Thank you for the hearts. I love the hearts and everything. I appreciate that. And for you guys on over the phone, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. 646-787-80. Okay, you guys. And you'll be live with us over the phone. Okay. Now, let's bring in our co-host. Without further ado, let's bring in our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, brother. Wait a minute, let me get this right. Okay. Brother Clarence M. Allen, good morning.
What's going on to all my other co-hosts? What's going on to our amazing guests? Once again, it's that time on Monday where you get to tune into the world's greatest radio blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones Blog Talk Show. Well, we got the hot button topic, subject matter experts with their segments coming on the second hour. So, Eddie, thank you once again for having me in your studio. Thank you.
It's an honor. It's an honor. I love that song, Birds, Wind, and Fire, Keep Your Head to the Sky. A lot of people don't know about that song, but that's a great song. We don't own the rights to that song, but Deborah Allen, I am so happy. What's going on in Moreno Valley? I want to send a shout-out to Moreno Valley. I want to send a shout-out to Elaine Cosley and everybody. Hey, Deborah Allen, what's going on? Tell everybody I said hello. And all my Dorsey people, thank you guys for joining us. We really appreciate you. We do everything we can to get the show on every week. Let's get in another co-producer to the show. Wait a minute. Hold on. Don't go anywhere, you guys that are live. I have to... let's see. Okay, I got to find another way to do this because I'm live on the radio. But you guys are going to have to hear this for a second because I'm at work. Okay, good morning, Tuan. How are you? Good morning.
All right, sir. You there?
Yes, sir, I am. And, yeah, they're here. Vortex is here.
Vortex is there. Okay, good, good. You're outside, right?
Yeah, I'm outside. Everything is gone. The only thing here is a forklift. It's here. We are okay. You guys on the radio, don't go anywhere. Clarence M. Allen, take over. Clarence Allen, take over the show. Clarence M. Allen, take over the show. All right, all right, all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Professor Reams. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Once again, as Clarence mentioned, this is the greatest show on Monday. We get a chance to fellowship. We get to share opinions and even talk about the issues that are facing us each week. So good morning to you. Good morning to the regulator and to my fellow co-hosts. Good morning and to the audience.
Good morning, Professor Reams. Let me ask, and do we have any other co-hosts that's in studio right now? I cannot see the numbers. We have any other co-host in studio, please say your name, say good morning, and do what you do.
Clarence and Allen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, Clarence. Okay, all right.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Yes, yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. And do we have our guest in, Pastor Eddie? Do we have Minister, what was the minister name again? I'm sorry.
Oh, Minister Gower. Yeah.
Minister Gower.
Okay, fine. Anything else,
Twan,
before I go?
Move your phone, Pastor Eddie. We can hear you. Well,
yes.
Once again, what we're going to do, we're going to go into our first subject, and we're going to go into this guy.
Yes. Yes,
who
I will.
Was in office
okay,
at the Nation
you.
White House. He was number 45. He was the president, or he sat at the desk of the president of the United States, Donald Trump. And the topic is...
Yes, you're right. Go ahead, Clarence. Go ahead.
Will he be held responsible for these atrocities, for the coup, the insurrection at the White House? And... is he the instigator? Is he also responsible for the murders of these innocent people this past weekend, so ago? Not this weekend, but the one before, where we had people murdered, six of them identified to be Asian women. I think there was also another Caucasian lady and also a Caucasian man. Eight people. This guy... he was a sex fiend. He had a fetish for visiting these massage parlors and going there to relieve himself. So, you know, this world is filled with creeps, weirdos, predators of all sorts, sex fiends, and you name it. This world has everything that you can and everything that
Brother
we cannot
Clarence.
Imagine. Yes, sir.
Now, Brother Clarence, I want to bring in... call in at 323-845 area code. Call in at 323-845 area code. Are you there? Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Call in at 323-845 area code. Are you there? Okay, we're going to come back
good
to
morning.
Them.
Yes, I am here.
Okay, Vera, let's everybody say good morning to Vera. Welcome to the show, Vera, with Health and Wellness. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am great. However, I guess you guys couldn't hear me earlier. Doing some traveling right now, going through the mountains and valleys. I'm not sure if I'll be able to speak today. However, I will be listening. I guess you're having a hard time with reception.
Oh, no, we can hear you.
I'm going to say good morning, Vera.
Yes. Good morning, Vera.
Good morning.
Right.
By the way,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, Vera, you were really good on Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones' show. You You were so good, Vera. You did a great job. And we want to make sure we get health and wellness from you today. So hang in there. Don't go anywhere, sis. Let's go to our caller in the 503-747 area code. Okay. Caller in the 503-747 area code. Are you there? Good morning.
Yes, I'm here. Good
morning,
everybody.
Linda. How are you?
I'm struggling, but I'm here.
No, you're doing a good job, Linda. You're not struggling. You're fine. You're here. You're on the show. You're breathing. You're alive. You're doing wonderful. That, and the best is yet to come. Right, Clarence? Everybody say good morning to Linda.
Hey, man.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning to you all. You're a blessing.
Amen. You're a blessing as well. And so I want to go back to our original topic. Our subject topic was, is Donald Trump, will he be held accountable for the coup that has been pulled on the United States of America? And also, hello, Coretta. Hello, Coretta. How are you? And hello to Jamisha Hendricks. Jamisha, we love your song, your gospel song. If you can, go on YouTube and pull up Jamisha Hendricks, and you will hear her music. But we're talking about a man that has started some terrible hate crimes. Matter of fact, that Friday, and it broke my heart down in tears, a young African-American woman that's mixed with Asian was shot in Compton, California. Beautiful, beautiful young lady. I think she was like 20 years old. Just so beautiful and has so much to live for. And it's all over the news. They're trying to find out who the killer is. And they believe that it was a hate crime because she's part Asian and part black. And not, let's not forget the Asians that were shot in Atlanta where this crazy guy went into a massage parlor and shot 8 people and killed several people. And he's in jail, but I don't think jail is enough. And we need to, in America, we need to do what other countries like Singapore, if you do something wrong over there, they cane you. Yeah, they cane you. They tie you to a tree and they cane you. We need to start doing something over here. We need to start doing something to people who do cold-blooded, premeditated murder. I'm not God, but if I was the Supreme Court judge over the Supreme Court, I would bring up the firing range would come back into play. Where you just, if they committed murder and it's a premeditated murder and they're found guilty in the court of law, line them up on the walls and shoot them. Just like they went out and shot somebody else and killed them. Those drive-bys will stop. Those shootings out there on the streets will stop. Okay? But right now, we just got, it's out of control. And this hate crime stuff is out of control. And I'm telling you right now, I know how the Asians feel because they did the blacks the same way, and they've done the Latinos the same exact way. So Donald, I call him Scam Likely because he's likely to scam us, has started another round of hatred against Asians when he said it's the Chinese coronavirus or the Asian coronavirus. He shouldn't have never said that. The audacity of a leader of the free world to stand in front of some TV cameras and radios and say something so demonic and so unsensitive about a group of people. Okay, that's wrong. And if you're listening to me and you can hear me right now and you can see me right now, this is a good time to stop the hate. Okay? It's his premeditated conspiracy to do this. It's our job to stop the hating and stop the killing of innocent people. I mean, they show a video where a guy goes up and pushes an old man down, Asian man down to the ground. He had no idea he was going to get pushed to the ground like that. And, of course, he died from his injuries. He was already old and elderly, and they pushed him down. He hit his head, and, of course, he died. How much of a coward are you to do something like that? What a great coward you are. Whoever you are, if any of you ever see me, it is on and crack-a-lackin', okay? Because you got to do that. You got to shoot an innocent girl with no gun, coming out to go to work at 6 in the morning, shoot her, and you can see the trail of blood is still on the ground right now. The family is devastated. My heart goes out to the mother, the father, the uncles, the aunts, the cousins, nieces and nephews and family members of the loved ones who have been beat up at the Asians started the COVID-19. I'm going to let you in on a secret. America, Bill Gates is behind this mess. He's the one who said that people, human beings, are breathing carbon monoxide and that millions of us need to be killed. So it ain't the Asian people who started this. It's the ones who have the scientific know-how to put together a virus like this. The same people that put together crack cocaine, the same people that put together heroin on the streets, the same people that have let all the drugs come into America, the same people that told fathers that they couldn't be in the house of mothers with the county of L.A. if they were receiving a county check, the same people that's been breaking up families and destroying and killing people for years are doing the killing right now. And you know who they are. And I'm just going to leave it at corporate America, okay? The same people that was hanging folks, the same people that were castrating people, the same people that were doing all the hideous stuff that they were doing to innocent human beings over the years, way before this took place, okay? You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And the Asians' rights are being violated, just like the blacks' rights were violated, and just like the Latino brothers' lives were violated. Okay? Wake up, America. There's a new cup of coffee being brewed every second. And the Center of Disease Control needs to come out and say the truth about who started the coronavirus. The governor of the United States of America needs to say something about it. The president of the United States of America already has said something about it. And each one of us play a very important role in making sure that if we see something, we should say something. If we see an action taking place against an elderly Asian person or even a young Asian person, we need to go in there and help them and beat the brakes off of that person and hold them down until the police get there. I guarantee you they can't fight off 10, 12, or 15 people at one time. If I see something like that, I'm going to do something. So. I'm irate about it. Yes, I'm angry about it. Yes, it should not be happening. And I know how many African-American people went through that. You don't know what it's like till you have a dog sicked on you or a water hose put on you or shot with plastic bullets or sprayed with mace because you want to stand up for your rights because you believe in justice and equality. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And that ain't going on our watch. Not anymore. What happened in the past is in the past. We have to for a more brighter future. At this time, I want to go to Professor Reams. I want you to elaborate on what I just said. Please take the floor and tell us how you feel about this Asian hatred and animosity and the beatings and the killings of innocent people, especially the young, beautiful girl, part African-American, part Asian, that was just killed in Compton, California over the weekend. You can look it up. I wish I don't have her name, but my heart goes out to her and her family. Professor Reams, please take the floor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Now, folks, let's be quite blunt. This is the institution. This is how the powerful are dealing with their power being objected to. And when you have an issue that comes up that says that the jig is up, then they're going to find every victim that they can in order to stay in power. Now, let's understand something. The U.S. was based on an exploitation. China was one of the countries, along with Africa, that was exploited, and even with the law of 1882, that talked about where there was restrictions against Asians. It was also during the Chinese in 1940s where civil rights lawsuits were started with Asians overall. And so we as African Americans and Asians have had a long history because it's obvious when you look at us, you know that we're different from the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants just by appearance. So we've shared that legacy together over the years, some more extreme than others. But when you think about who built the infrastructure along with us, we also had the trains and also every aspect of infrastructure. Now, for a while, things seemed to be calm. There's also the powerful putting a wedge between us, because what has happened is that some were considered honorary whites, while others were too dark or too dark to be part of the group, so they were always lumped in with Hispanics. But now the issue has cropped up where people who feel entitled, who feel that they have the power, their lives have been disrupted because of a pandemic. Well, a pandemic is by God, and you're not going to blame God, so you're going to find someone else to blame in order to rile up that base. And that is what the Republican Party has done. They have been shameful, especially with Donald Trump. They have not apologized because they're always blaming the other and lying about that. And when Clarence Allen talks about white inferiority, this is one of the symptoms that comes of it, because the fact that they cannot be held accountable, the powerful, for what's happened, especially since they know that if this was caused by Bill Gates or someone else, then the crowd are going to turn on him and, as we used to say, burn up the plantation, burn up the mansion, because now the rich person or the powerful person, the jig is up. So this is a straw man. This is saying that it was intentional when it was not. And the fact that they're using this as a way of justifying their own feelings of anger or of isolation is inexcusable. And therefore, I hope that action is being taken, because now people are, just like it was with George Floyd, are coming up. You also saw the president and the vice president with a day of mourning with that and vowing to get something done. Now, Merrick Garland is the one that can start prosecuting and doing federal crimes immediately for everything that goes on. The problem has been is that you had Bill Barr there, which blocked everything and was a consigliere to the presidency. But now that we have someone of integrity, along with a president of integrity, that in less than the time they said, is already doing more in 60 days than what number 45 did in 4 years, is saying a lot, which means that both he and God are working in unison together. But as far as what we should do, as Pastor Jones said, when we see it, we call it out, we protect, we do what we have to do, because it's all part of our own family. I have lots of friends all over, and when this happens, I'm crying with them, and we are just having a whole vigilante process of what can we do to stop this. So with my legal side, I'm getting on with trying to push these AGs, the attorney general, to start prosecuting or coming up with laws that prosecute these things immediately. With other folks, we're working with our students, because I have a ton of students who are my babies who come across all forts trying to make sure that we give them as much support and love and patience as they go through this. So I would recommend that everyone embrace, show love, show compassion. My son did that with his students, in order for us to work together to resolve this issue. Because otherwise, it's going to be no different if they do the divide and conquer part. So I'm expecting that BLM and the Asian Confederation and all the other groups are going to band together once again, like they did in the summer, and do a full-out protest march, and also do whatever's necessary to stop this and put this in place. Because they're calling out these politicians in the state office and even in federal government and telling them, you don't have the right to use us as your shield. And it was a very Ted Lieu is our congressman, and he was to tears, but he is also as angry as all get out. So this is the time that we embrace, we get together, and just as Pastor Jones has done with Earl Afari Hutchinson, now that this is out in the open, we take action and we resolve it, as we should be doing for everything that we have to deal with in this country.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Professor Reams, for sharing your thoughts with us. We're talking about, will Donald Trump be held accountable for the coup that was pulled on America at the state capitol, and for inciting hatred against Asian people, African-American people and Latino people, okay? But right now, the main concern is what they're doing to the Asian people. And we as African-Americans, we already know. We picked the cotton in America. We picked the tobacco in America. We built the buildings in America, the railroad tracks in America. We've done so much for America. But what has America done for us? What has America done for us lately? Okay? I am honored beyond words to be on the show this morning to be able to talk about this very sensitive subject matter, this very sensitive topic. There's no way in God's green earth any Asians should be being beat to death, mistreated, misled in any kind of way. We're all human beings. There's no color lines right now, okay? We're just humans trying to make it in life, trying to keep the rent over our head, which brings me to our next subject matter. Our next subject matter, and we're going to talk about it in a few minutes, is rent control out of control in California? Is rent control out of control in Detroit? Is rent control out of control in Chicago? Is rent control out of control in America, okay? So get ready for that topic, okay? Because, right, hey, Evangelist Valentine, how are you, Evangelist Valentine? Hello, Evangelist Lori, how are you, Evangelist? Welcome to the show. Annette Williams, how are you, selling your keychains? Oh, my God, you're always selling your keychains. God bless you. We love you, okay? And just want to say this to you right now. We're going to go to Clarence. Vera, are you there? Vera? Are you still with us, Vera? Can you hear us? Vera, can you hear us? I know you're in the mountains. Okay, we'll come back to Vera. Perhaps she can hear us in just a few minutes. Let's go to Clarence in Maryland. Let's get from him how he feels about the attacks on Asians. And then, Clarence, I don't know if you had enough time to look up the young lady's name that was shot down in Compton, part Asian, part African-American. But if you have any information on her, please share it. Go ahead, Clarence. Take the floor.
Yes, before I get to her name, let's go with the ex-resident Rump finished covering his responsibility and all that he was involved. Now that he's out of office, Pastor Eddie, and to all our listeners and co-hosts, there are investigations that are being held with this guy. You know, there are several state attorneys, several district attorneys who are investigating this guy and see what charges that they can bring up on this guy, because there's just a whole list of not just allegations but incidents that he created, that he done. You know, this guy, he didn't care about anything but his own greed and his own corruption. He cared nothing about life and nobody else's life but his, and I don't even know if he cared about his family. Everybody is collateral damage to him. He doesn't care about anything. With his Kung Flu statement and instigating that it was released in Wuhan, China, was the president for creating the hate, which was already there, but he just brought it out of its dormant state for the Asian. And you know, with this guy in Atlanta going to execute the victims who were killed in Atlanta, it made me think of Ruth Dillon. You know, you have these white guys going out with these mass murders. You look at the guy up in Colorado at the movie theater. These guys are not being shot dead. They should be shot dead. If that was us as blacks or anybody of color, we would be shot down. And not only us would be shot down, but there are some history states in America that if blacks go out and kill white in a mass number, that they will come in a greater mass number and shoot up that whole neighborhood and town with disregard to others who are innocent. So, you know, like you said earlier, like Professor Ream said earlier, you know, this stuff is here. Now, the young lady, Sia Marie Zion, She was fatally shot this past Saturday at 6 o'clock in the morning, as you stated earlier. She's half black, half Asian. And there has been press conference to investigate if this is a racial incident, which it is, because she's not only Asian, she's black also. Beautiful young lady.
And
I
want to thank
Minister
Terry. Well, I want to thank Minister Terry Herbert, who just shared the information with us also. Minister Terry, thank you for listening to our show. This is amazing information, Clarence, and we want to make sure we continue to get it out. Go ahead, Brother Clarence. Tell us how you feel about the attack on Asians, and it's always been an attack on blacks and whites, poor whites and Latinos in America. So what do you think about the attack on the Asians? Your personal opinion, Brother Clarence.
Yes, it's just a devastating tragedy. So, you know, as individuals, as people, and as a culture, and as people of color, we all have to rearrange our mindsets and lifestyles on how we conduct and live and respect one another, not just in this country, but wherever we go on earth. We are
That's
the
right.
primary species for this hunt. You know,
Now, Brother Clarence, hold that thought. Hold that thought. You have really said some very important, prolific, profound things. I want to go. Thank you so much, Minister Terry Herbert, for your insight and your intelligence. I want to go to Linda. Linda, you're an elderly person. How would you feel, Linda, if somebody came and pushed you down for no reason because they thought that you started some sort of pandemic? How would you feel, Linda? Go right ahead. Take the floor, Linda.
Well, I suppose the first thing you would feel would be hurt, you know, and wonderment, like, why are they doing this? You know, what did I do?
Now, how do you feel about the Asians being attacked because of what the president said on nationwide television? How do you feel about that, Linda? I want to hear it from
I'm just grieved by all of this hatred and this prejudice and this disrespect, and it's like, you know, God made us all. Why can't we get along? I don't understand it.
I'm going to come back to you for some poetry. I'm going to come back to you, Linda, for some poetry in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. We want to hear some of your poetry. To everybody out there on Facebook Live, thank you so much. Janet Barnes, how are you, Janet Barnes? Deanna Forte, how are you? Minister Terry Herbert, good morning to you. And thank you. Hey, what's up, Patrice? Love you, Patrice. Oh, let me go back. How do I do that? Let's see. Okay, there we go. Hey, Patrice, how are you? All the way out there in Tennessee. To everybody out there in Tennessee, hello, good morning. Chicago, South Carolina. What's up over in South Carolina? What's going on in Arkansas, Texas? I see you all out here on Facebook Live. Thank you so much. And I see everybody on the line, on the phone. Thank you guys so much, too. What a chauffeur we have for you. And love you and take care, too. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And our rights are being violated right now with this hate crime that is focused right now on mostly Asians. So anybody who you might see partaking in anything like this, please stand up for their rights. Please help them out, especially if it's an elderly person. Hey, Deb, thank you for all the hearts. Thank you so much, all the way from Victorville. Thank you so much. Those hearts are really, they really work. Now, we're gonna ease up off this subject matter for a minute. But it is a civil rights violation. It's a hate crime. The young lady that was shot in Compton, give me her name again, Brother Clarence. Give me her name again.
Yes, her name is Sia Marie Zion.
Okay. I am so hurt about Mrs. Marie Zion, because I think she was either 18 or 20 years old, and you can see the trail of blood. Now, here she is coming out to go to work at 6 in the morning. She's only 18 or 20 years old, and she's met by a guy who hates her because she's Asian mixed with black. And he shoots her for no reason. She had a baby. The baby has no mother now. The family is completely distraught. So please, I want y'all to pray for her. I'm praying for her right now. I'm man. 18 years old, 18 or 20 years old, with a little baby, on her way to work at 6 in the morning in Compton, California, coming out of her place, and she was shot dead because she's part Asian. Not including the Asians that were shot dead in Atlanta because they worked in a massage parlor. Not including the Asian that was pushed down, the elderly man pushed down to the ground, and now he's dead. So we got a problem. I'm not saying Houston we have a problem. I'm saying America we have a problem. You know, I don't care what. I've been to several countries, and when I go there, they treat me like a king. The only place that I get treated less than a king, I hate to say it, but it's the truth, is America.
Hey, Pastor,
let that sink into the resident. Yes, sir.
Let me add this to the show. If anyone with information about this case is asked to call the Sheriff Homicide Bureau at 323-890-5500. That's 323-890-5500. We just got to cut this stuff out. There won't be any of us left after
Man.
A while. Thank you.
Man, thank you so much. Now, I want to go to our next topic. Is rent control out of control in America? Because right now, I mean, I know some places are still cheap, but also the wages are still cheap, too. That's why it's easier to live in some other places like Arizona and Texas and other places because the rent is cheaper because the pay is less. But right here in Los Angeles, California, where I live at, where some of you live at, a one-bedroom is like $1,800 a month, a one-bedroom.
Oh,
a single is $900 to $1,000 a month. A two-bedroom is $2,500 a month, okay? That's a house note, okay? Is rent control out of control in America, period? And I'm going to start with Linda because, Linda, how do you feel about the rent control here? There is no rent control. The rent is not
yeah,
cheap
I
in
agree.
Either, okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's any rent control anywhere. I think, you know, the landlords just raise the rent every year. You know, I personally, I'm live on Social Security, and I get help with Section 8, but Section 8 only pays so much up to a point, and after that, it's on you. You know, so it's just... it's hard. I wish I'd never lived this long and never wanted to, but here I am, you know. So,
well, thank God, Linda, for living that long. Thank you for sharing that information. A two-bedroom apartment, they're out of control. Two bedrooms are $2,500. You know, you're almost paying like $3,000 to stay in a two-bedroom apartment with one bathroom, okay? It's out of control. And our guest that was supposed to be on this morning to talk about it, he couldn't make it. He had a family emergency. So I'm standing in his place about this subject matter. Okay, now it's funny because just as I'm talking about rent control on the radio talk show, all of a sudden I get a text saying your name could be included in some sort of rent control. Has nothing to do. I mean, that goes to show you Big Brother's listening, Clarence. Big Brother is listening, Professor Reed. I'm on the show doing the radio show, and all of a sudden a text pops up on my other phone about rent control. Isn't that amazing? Or do you think Siri heard me? What do you think? Oh, my God.
Probably a combination of both. Yeah, but I'll help you out, Brother Eddie, on that as well when you get to when it's my turn. But, yeah.
it's your turn right now, Professor Reeves. Please take the floor. We want to hear your take on this rent control out of control in America?
Well, here's the funny thing about it is that understand who are the landlords who own the property, the corporations. So you're looking at a situation where states have had very lax rent control laws because they know that the people who have the money and also have the power are the ones that's able to keep putting money into the property itself. So you might, so rather than it being a single landlord, it is almost like an association or a partnership or even a corporation that buys up a lot of these homes. And in order for them to make a profit, they have to adjust it accordingly, which means your rent goes up. And the biggest thing is that there has been measures to try and curb a lot of the increase in costs, but the problem is that with many of these states.
Professor Raines, I apologize.
Oh.
I apologize, Professor Raines, I apologize. Hold on 1 second, Professor, and then you can go right back into it. A young lady, Unique in Texas says that the rent there for a one-bedroom was $1,200, and then Unique also said a two-bedroom apartment is $1,200 in Texas. Now, a one-bedroom in Los Angeles is $1,200, and it's ridiculous, like somebody just said. And also she said, Terry said, $2,200 in North Orange County for a two-bedroom. Oh, no, is that a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom? $2,200. But, you know, you can find, if you depending on where you want to live at, you can find a one-bedroom for $2,000. No joke. I kid you not. In L.A., okay? Go right ahead, Clarence. Take the floor. That's a two-bedroom for $2,200 a month. Go right ahead. I'm sorry. Professor Raines, I apologize. I just wanted to get that out from our Facebook people. They're hitting us with information about how much they pay for rent around the United States. Go ahead, Professor Raines. Please take the floor.
Yes. So if you're looking at California, California has a population of now 40 million. Now, during the time when it was up and coming and when it was like 10 and 20 million or so and then also 30 million, rent was still interesting, but it was at least doable. But that was back in the 20th century. As population has become more dense and the competition for housing has also become fierce, and the land is the land that they're trying to use. They try to expand outward towards like Hemet and San Bernardino and all these others. The problem is that when you get that far, businesses tend to not want to go out that far unless they have enough people. And that model has been killing us completely, because if you base it on the population density, what has happened is that many of the businesses want to stay in one location, which would be downtown. Let's give an example, downtown L.A. Okay, you can see now that downtown L.A., everybody is on top of each other using old homes, houses, and anything else, part of the gentrification process, just to have a home so they don't have to commute, because there are two things that will happen. If you live in Hemet, but then you have to have your job is in L.A., your rent might be low, but your gas is going to be high, along with anything
right.
else that comes with it, just to survive. So one model was to knock out all of these centralized locations and have smaller hubs, which is what we're being forced to do now since we're under quarantine with COVID. That makes it convenient so people don't have to travel as far. The only problem is that the number of people coming into the state is not keeping with pace with how many places can be built, and that's why you've seen these fires, you've seen these folks, places that are dilapidated all over, or the place where people are living in, because the pace of growth is not keeping up with how many housing units you can build. Plus, you have the problem of not in my backyard, which is why we have a homeless problem in the first place, because where are you going to put the folks if you're going to try and keep your property value up? So our rent and property, a process of how people make money from real estate, is all wrong, because the folks who want to make the money have to put in so much money to keep up the property. And if the property isn't kept up,
wow.
they lose money. Then they get fined by the state. That also puts on property taxes against them. So it's almost like a cyclical thing just to keep property going. So if you have a house or so and you want to try to rent it out, it might be paid for, but you'll have to pay for everything else just to keep it going to where out of the money you put in, you might get barely a dollar back. So it's all about money and profit, which is the reason why we're having the situation where your rent has to go up because we haven't done a great job in the infrastructure. So so that's why you see with New York, or if you go to Detroit, or go to all these places or so, if you go out to the urban areas, you know, you're not going to have – there's a lot of land there, but it's the political will and whether you're going to develop it enough for people to live out there in order for the land to be prosperous. And there's some land that you just can't use because it's just not stable enough for it to be used at some point. But then it's also the way that the power structure is where they try to limit you to certain spaces because they know that you're going to have no choice and you've got to pay whatever you got to pay, which eliminates the rest of
right.
it and only keeps it to a certain level that people are making six figures can afford these places and everyone else cannot. This is why when legislation was coming up, it is always stopped because of the lobbyists of these wealthy folks who own the property, because then they're going to lose money by having to have Section 8 or have a discount or some sort of compensation that they will not make the money that they thought they were going to do. Because many of these, if you own property, as you know, you also have passive income coming in. So if your
right.
income is going to get hurt, you're going to do everything you can to make sure that money is coming in, whether it's moral or amoral or illegal. So this is the
got to get that money.
That many of the, got to get that money. So this is what is going around where maybe the most subtle thing is to go up on the rent, but then it's almost like the thing, if you haven't and it's too high and no one lives in it, you've just wasted your time anyway, so you might as well get some money instead of a lot of money.
Hmm.
So that's the take on what's going on, and it's almost like, you know, when a circular thing where regardless of what you do, it's like a catch-22. You need the people, but you need the money. But if you don't have the people, you don't have the money sort of thing. And they haven't come in with a way of having a middle ground where people are satisfied with what they're getting. So that's it in a nutshell.
Well, now I heard from Minister Terry. Thank you so much, Professor Raines, for enlightening us. And, Professor, I know you're teaching the kids all the right things over there at the university, and we appreciate you being on the show. You are one of the greatest co-producers on the show. Excuse me, everybody on Facebook Live, but my morning starts at 3 o'clock in the morning, every morning, okay? And it doesn't end until really, really late at night. So if you hear me yarn or something, even though I'm on the radio, it's so human because there's so much going on. And I get calls all through the night. Even as a pastor, you know, I get calls for people that need prayer. People are thinking about committing suicide. People have lost a loved one. All kinds of stuff. You wouldn't even begin to imagine. So, like I said, my morning starts at 3 o'clock every morning. But here's the deal. We're going to go to Clarence M. Allen, and we're going to get his take on rent control, out of control in America. Now, Minister Terry Herbert said, California has higher rent costs probably than anywhere else around the United States. I mean, I'm not sure because, you know, but I've got people calling in from all over saying that their rent is really high. Okay, really high. And some people have no rent control, so every year the landlord goes up on the rent till they can't pay it anymore. And then they move some people in that they don't have to fight with that will pay that high rent. So it's a dish here that's from North Las Vegas. Annette Williams, tell me, does North Las Vegas have cheaper rent? Because they built the new stadium there in Las Vegas, and they have to make the money back from the revenues of building that new stadium, that new NFL Raider stadium that they have there. So is the rent cheaper in North Las Vegas right now? Please let me know. I want to know. Okay, Clarence and Allen, please take the floor. Give us your take on rent out of control, rent control out of control in America. Go ahead, Clarence.
Well, we know that rent is out of control, Pastietti, throughout these 50 states. This past November, California just had rent control on the ballot. And we have two sides to this issue. You have the renters, you have a homeowner association. And if you recall, if you're in California, the homeowner association was putting some very clever ads on television and in the social media sites where they was speaking how good it is not to have rent control and how bad it is to have rent control. But the bill passed. And so what Governor Gavin Newsom did, he sort of straddled the fence instead of applying rent control throughout every county in the state. What he did, he left it up to the municipalities to apply rent control. And in that way, he could brush his hands from being having the homeowners angry at him or having the renters angry at him. So I like to go over a little history here. And this is something that happened back in the 1880s over in Ireland when the rent was being increased upon the inhabitants there. And the word that was created from that was boycott. Now, boycott. It was entered by, it came about from a guy named Captain Charles Boycott. He was a land agent and as an absentee landlord who lived and was in charge of that, he had the renters to not pay their rent. And this is where we get boycott, when we boycott markets and all that. So in saying that, say if you are a property owner, you have a 100-unit building, and you increase your rent. What if all the renters in there came together and said, we're not going to pay our rent increase. We're going to boycott and just pay that. What that would do, it would generate a lawsuit in that building because the homeowner would have to serve an injunction for evictions. And that would create court cases. So if you get 100 renters on one side of the aisle on the court and then the one homeowner who wants to increase rent and he has to give his reason why he wants to increase versus these 100 people, we may have in court where the judge might side for the people. But we do have rent control now. In California, where it wasn't rent control, is it being applied? We really won't know because we're just in a new year, and each system, each county, the annual year doesn't start till like in the second quarter of the year. So we'll see if rent will be going up this year in certain counties. And I just heard you mention the rate of rent in certain places in our nation. We know that it's out of control here in L.A. Some of our counties or some of our areas outside of the city. I can't get the name right now, but say, for instance, East Torrance, which in the city of L.A., but they call them, I can't think of that word, maybe Professor Reins can help me with that. They can apply the on-rent control regardless of the city, because they, although they're in the city, they have their own little subsection of the city, incorporated section. That's what it is. So, So, you know, Pastor, yes, rent is out of control. California did pass a rent control. You know, when you look at rent control, you look also at the $15 hourly dispute that's going across our nation. And so all these things are tangibles that's tied together, and it's, You know, it's just the rich getting richer, like the Temptation said, and the poor getting poor.
Wow, thank you so much, Clarence and Alan. And thank you guys for sending me the hearts out there on Facebook Live. And that says she doesn't know what the rent is in Las Vegas. But I know that the rent is pretty reasonable in Vegas, but it's getting higher because of all the things that are going on in Vegas. So without further ado, I want to go on another subject matter. So far we've covered two topics. Our first topic was, will Donald Trump be held for the coup and for also inciting hatred against Asians in America, blacks in America, and Latinos in America? And last but not least, our last topic we just had, we just finished it, is rent control out of control in America. Amen. Rent control out of control in America. So, yeah, it is. It's way out of control. Now I want to talk about something else. Did you get your stimulus check yet? And if you did you make your I heard the most craziest story I got to tell you guys. Over the weekend, I heard a story where a young man shot his girlfriend and her family member and the little 7-year-old baby. He shot all three of them because she would not share her stimulus check with him. Okay. He's in jail, yes he is, where he belongs, because he did all that over a $1,400 stimulus check. Oh my gosh. And I heard there were a lot of arguments about people who received their stimulus check, and for some reason the person felt like they should have been entitled to get a stimulus check, part of their stimulus check, for whatever reason. And they ended up having a disagreement about it. So I'm just going to say, did you get your stimulus check? And if you did, yes, Unique, it is so sad. It is so sad when a guy got to go in the house and shoot his girlfriend and the baby and somebody else because she would not share her stimulus check with him. Guess what? Can y'all say, I got my own money? Because when you have your own money, you don't have to worry about stuff like that. Okay? You shouldn't have to be concerned. Like, matter of fact, it ain't your stimulus check. Go get your own stimulus check. Why do you got to go and take an innocent woman? She got to feed the kids with that check. She got to pay her bills with that check, whatever she want to do with it, even if she want to go get her hair and her nails and her feet done. That's her business. That's her money. Dude, go get your own money. Okay? Go to work.
Say that fast.
You won't be thinking about her stimulus check. You won't be thinking about her stimulus check if your rump is at work, okay? So, you see, I'm at work and I'm still on the radio show, okay? All right, because that's what we do. We go to work and we take care of our responsibilities. Can I love God and money? The love of money can be a wicked. You are so right. You are so right. And that's why he shot her, because the heart is a fleshly thing, okay? The spirit is not the same as the heart, amen? Hallelujah, praise God. And so he was thinking with his heart and not with his spirit, because if it was a spiritual thought, he would have never put his hands on her about that money. So I just wanted to talk about that on the show. So did you get your stimulus check? That's what I'm asking. And if you did, are you doing something productive with it? Are you putting it in the bank? Are you investing it on something or what? Let me go to Linda. Linda,
I haven't gotten it yet. And when I get it, I'm going to have to pay a large traffic ticket for something that I didn't think was an infraction. And so I'm hoping that I get it in time, because otherwise I can't pay it unless I make payments. And I don't.
Linda, I'm not. Linda, I'm not trying to embarrass you at all. How old are you, Linda?
I'm 79.
You're 79 years old, and they gave you a ticket?
Yeah, they gave me a ticket for turning right on a red light, and I thought according to the rules that you were allowed to do that.
My gosh. Oh my gosh, they should have let you go. I mean, here you are paying your dues in America, and you're 79 years old, and they still gave you a moving traffic violation, and you have to spend your stimulus check on. You're giving it right back to them.
I know.
And Linda, that's why I suggested you should fight that ticket. If you have a camera,
fight
with
it.
A picture of that corner in the light, go there. And with your age, let that judge know. He'll kick that out, Linda. You can win that.
Yeah, yes, he will. Yeah, you can win that. Right. Now, look, unique. Always.
I'd have to
now,
be
unique,
there.
Like,
yeah, I'd have to be there at 9 in the morning. And the thing is that I was driving for a black man. And he was the one that told me I should go that way, which I was kind of unfamiliar with. But anyway, he wants to pay it all or part of it because he feels responsible, and I don't feel that he's responsible. And I told him just leave it alone. I'll just use the check when I get it.
Wow. Wow. Hold on a second, y'all. Ryan Dow, 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And press 1 on the radio show right now. Okay. Wow. In a few minutes, we're going to have a young man called in who is a professional in stocks and shares and bonds. So if you don't know a lot about stocks, oh, by the way, Unique said unemployment rate here in Texas is really high because so many businesses have closed down, which means that people are using their stimulus check to buy food and buy groceries and take care of their kids and feed their homes and put gas in their cars, okay? Instead of taking a stimulus check, and people have responsibilities. That's what they got to do, okay? That's what they got to do, unfortunately. Now, if you want to call into the show and you want to say something, you can dial 646-787-8064. Minister Terry Hubbard, I thought that was a money sign. Money is the root to all evil. It really is. But it seems like the more money you have, the more responsibilities you got to have, because now you got to worry about losing all that money. So, you know, it's just good to be, you know, wealthy and take care of business, but when you're super rich, in order to stay super rich, you got to check on your super money. So that's the reality. We're going to talk about shares. We're going to talk about stocks. We're going to talk about where you should buy your shares at and who you should buy your shares from so that you can, you know, save some money, okay, and have some money so if something happens, God forbid, but nobody lives forever, then you can have some money and then you can kind of, you know, do something with your money. For example, Tesla has stocks, okay? And if you haven't been in the Tesla stocks, let's see, I'm trying to get this. Okay, there we go. Tesla stocks are really good to buy right now. If you can't get the whole share, buy a portion of the share. Exxon Mobil has shares. You could buy shares in Exxon Mobil, and they give you a check every quarter. Costco has shares. You can buy shares in Costco. If you don't know how to do it, we'll talk about that. Hallelujah. Minister Terry Herbert says, we're making our ends meet with our stimulus check, and we are overcomers. So we'll overcome whatever the obstacles are that are put in our way to make things happen. Going back on the shares, you can actually buy shares in Costco. And you can also buy shares because a lot more people are flying now. So United Airlines has shares that you could buy in their company, and so does United. And just this weekend alone, hi, Bridget Morgan. How are you, Bridget? Where are you at, Bridget? Where are you calling from? I mean, where are you on Facebook Live at? Let us know. Everybody on Facebook Live, tell me what state you're in because I want to talk about something. So tell me what state you're in. If you're in Texas, Chicago, Alabama, Las Vegas, tell me now on Facebook Live where you are. What state are you in? But anyway, back to the shares. Now, if you don't know how to buy shares and you don't know how to look at them to find out how, you can do it, okay? You can get with a company called Fidelity. or you can get with a company called E-Trade, but you can do it, okay? Okay, we're going to have to decline that call coming in from the 951. If you're trying to call into the show right now, it's not a good time. Okay, now Facebook now, I just want to let y'all know, I hope you guys are on Instagram, because Facebook is starting to act up a little bit. If Facebook starts going crazy, I'm going to go over to Instagram. My Instagram is jonesjusticejr.eddie. jonesjusticejr.eddie, which is actually Eddie Justice Jones Jr. So I'm just letting you know, if Facebook shuts down, I'm going to go on over to Instagram, okay? Let me go to one of our more intellectual persons on the topic of shares. Let's go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, can you tell us a little bit about how people out there listening to the show can buy shares and stocks in some of the companies that I just named, such as Costco, Amazon, Universal Studios, also United Airlines, American Airlines, and Southwest Airlines, and all the airlines, and also, too, in Tesla stocks and shares. Go right ahead. Please take the floor, Professor Reams.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Yes, as you've mentioned, that there are companies that will allow you to purchase shares like TD Ameritrade and or Charles Schwab or all these other wonderful companies. And what they do is that they give you well, if you do it yourself, then I always recommend that you have a source, whether using the Motley Fool or some of the or their own descriptions of the shares, just to identify the costs of it and where it's NASDAQ symbol that shows up on it, so that when you use the symbol, you'll be able to ask for those shares. And also,
Professor Reams, mm-hmm. I don't mean to cut you off, but one of the callers is calling in, the young man is going to talk about the stocks. Hold on, but we want you to finish, but hold that thought for 1 second, please. Caller in the 562-480, are you there? Caller in the 562-480, are you there? Hello.
Rita Oliver here.
Yes, hi.
Rita
Good
Oliver
morning. Who's
here.
Calling? Hello, Rita. How are
480. Fine, thank you. How are you?
And so, Rita, what's
this
on
is
your
Rita
heart?
Oliver.
Welcome to Eddie Jones Radio. Okay, Rita, what would you like to talk about this morning?
I'm enjoying the conversation, if to be honest with you. I'm the one who sang to you.
Yes, Rita. Oh, my gosh. Rita, you are such an amazing singer. And we got to make sure that we
Thank
keep
you.
Your number, because I want to invite you to, I'm going to tell everybody on the show. There's a little noise in your background there, Rita. Is that the car?
Okay, I'll close it up. Yes, it is. Let me close it. Go ahead now.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
So, Rita, yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Everybody say hi to Rita on the show. Everybody say hi.
Hey, Rita.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Rita.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. As a matter of fact,
now, Rita,
I'm going back into the studios April 27th to work on my third CD, and I wanted to invite you, Pastor, as a guest.
I would
be
honored
to see what we do.
Amen. I'll be honored beyond words, Rita, to come to the studio.
Okay. Well, we have to get together. April 27th is when I'm going back into the studio to record some more on my new CD that I'm making.
Wait, hold on one second. James Hudson, call into the show, James Hudson. You know the number, James. It's 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Call in, James. We want to talk to you. All right, call in. 646-787-8064. And then now, Rita, I'm going to write your number down, Rita, because I want to make sure we stay in touch. I wanted to call you because I want you to sing something. I know we're talking about shares and stocks right now, But after we finish this topic, can you sing something for us?
If you like, I will sing something for you, yes.
We would love for you to sing because we love, you know, I love Billie Holiday. One of my favorite songs by Billie Holiday is Strange Fruit on a Tree.
I have to look that
up. Do you remember that song?
I haven't worked on that. I haven't worked on that.
Well, that's okay.
I have to look that up.
Well,
matter of fact, I did down in Washington.
So, without further, can you do Carmen Jones?
Do Carmen Jones, such as what song?
Any song by Carmen Jones?
I have to look at my own repertoire. I haven't did a lot of Carmen, and I haven't did a lot of some of the other artists, but I'm bringing them up to speed now. You know, I did Don Washington, you know.
How about Ella Fitzgerald?
Oh, my God. Ella, my girl. My girl. I did some things by her. I did.
Well, whatever you feel like, whatever you want to sing, you go ahead and take the floor right now. To everybody out there, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. There are special guests. Mrs. Rita, and she's a wonderful vocalist. She's been on our show before, and we're going to come back to that certain topic that we're talking about, shares and stocks, and how to get them and where to go get them, because one thing about us, they don't think that we want to get stocks and shares. They think all we want to do is live from paycheck to paycheck. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay, it is your civil, constitutional, and human right to go out there and get some shares and stocks in these companies so you can own a piece of these companies. So you can get your money on and give it to your grandkids and your great-grandkids. Without further ado, Rita, take the floor. Let's cool it down with a little music.
Okay, everybody, thank you for having me there on the show itself. Let me do something from Donna Washington. And it's called Teach Me Tonight.
Amen.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn. Teach me tonight. Let's start with the ABC of it. Roll right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The stars are blackboards high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me tonight. And that's the goal you've been talking about all day. That is the goal that you've been talking about. The teaching, the learning, the process, the behind-the-scenes people, who to contact. And that's why I chose that particular song.
Did I do something wrong?
Oh,
okay. No, go right ahead. No. No, you're just fine. You are just fine. We are loving it. Everybody, let's give her a big hand. Everybody give her a big hand for Sister Rita. Give her a big hand.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Man, somebody hit me on here and they said they love your music. They love the way you sing. Can you do one more song for us? We don't own the rights to this music. We're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We've been talking about Donald Trump and inciting hatred and animosity on the Asian community, the black community, and the white community. And then we talked about, of course, rent control is out of control. And now we're talking about shares and stocks and how to buy them. But before we go back into shares and stocks and how to buy them, we got a very special guest, Rita, on the show. Rita, come on, enlighten us with one more song. Thank you so much.
And you're a luxury classic. Yes. You're a luxury classic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm on the social media, in case anyone's interested. I'm on all of the social medias. I'm going to do this one on a clear day. And the reason why I'm going to do it is because of the lyrics. Based on what you've been talking about all day since I've been listening, you know, and eventually everything is going to clear up. Eventually. We don't know when, but we know it's going to clear up. And I think once we start looking at ourselves and things around us, we'll do a lot better. You know, I mean, to me, the pandemic, the COVID-19 have literally brought us together whether we wanted to be together or not. So
right.
I'm going to do On a Clear Day. Okay?
All right.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You'll be part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can see from far and near a world you've never seen before. On a clear day, on a clear day, you can see forever and ever and ever and ever more, ever more, ever more. Yeah. On a clear day.
All right, all right. Give her a big hand for On a Clear Day. Give her a big hand. Wow.
Thank you. Superb.
Wow.
Excellent. Excellent.
Man, but that is amazing.
Know, the lyrics itself, you know, I look at different songs from the Great American Songbook and a few other places too, including Aretha Franklin. But I look at the words and how they are put together, and then I transpose sometimes to make it more, I guess you say, more sexy, more sensuous, more feeling, or what have you. Because the map was already laid, I just worked on the foundation.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you said you do Aretha. Now, Rita, now, wait a minute, Rita. You do Aretha Franklin, too?
Sure. I've been doing Aretha Franklin music since the 60s.
Oh, my gosh. Now, wait a minute. Do y'all agree that we got to hear a little Aretha? We just got to hear a little bit of Aretha. Amen.
Oh,
what you think, Professor Clarence? What y'all think?
Yeah, yay.
Linda?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get my 2 tickets to the front row seat.
Yep. Back there. Regular.
Yeah, I got a couple of CDs by her.
You are being bad. Let me see. Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Let me see. Aretha Franklin. What do I want to do by her?
You know the one that goes,
I don't want nobody.
Yeah.
Which one?
That one right there.
Always sitting around with me and my man. I don't want nobody. always sitting right there looking at me and that man, being my mother, my brother, or my sister. Would you believe I go out, put on some clothes, go out and help them find someone for themselves if I can? I don't mind company. Company's all right with me every once in a while. I said I don't mind company. Company's all right with me every once in a great while. But oh, me and that man get to love him. I tell you, girls, I dig you, but I just don't have time to sit and chit and sit and chit chat and smile. Don't send me no doctor to fill me up with all those pills. Got a man named Dr. Feelgood. Oh, yes, that man takes care of my pains and my ills. And after working, you know, for Dr. Feelgood, you will understand why Feelgood is his name. Oh, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty. A man sure makes me feel real good.
All right,
encore.
So let's give a big hand. Let's give a big hand.
Encore.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Something.
Oh, my gosh. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him, Hammer. Don't hurt them, Hammer. Oh, my gosh. Don Wyatt is clapping his hands. Don Wyatt is clapping his hands. Don's a great artist. Wait. Rita, I'm going to introduce you to Don Wyatt. He was on our show last week,
okay.
Right, you guys? And Don Wyatt is a music conductor. He's a music conductor, a music writer, producer, director. He's listening to the show right now and watching the show right now as we speak. And he put a lot of hearts up and hands for you. And so we're going to introduce you to him. Amazing. Minister Terry Herbert, you have beautiful Sister Rita, awesome. And everybody's just
thank
sending up hearts and everything on Facebook Live. But I thought you were going to sing, what you want, baby, I got it.
Baby, I got it.
What you need, go ahead.
You know I've got it. All I'm asking for a little respect when you come home, baby, when you come home. Mister.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna do you wrong while you're gone. I ain't gonna do you wrong because I don't wanna. All I'm asking for a little respect when you come home, baby.
Just a little bit.
When you come
just
home.
Just a little
huh?
bit. Just
yeah.
a little bit. Oh, go ahead.
I'm about
just
to give
bit.
You some of my money. All I'm asking in return, honey, give me my profits when you get home. Hey, Daddy, whip that tummy, ha, when you get home. Now, R-S-C-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-S-C-C-T, hey, take care, C-C-B. Show me just a little respect. Show me just a little respect. All the time, you think I'm lying, but you're running out of food, and I ain't lying. A little respect, baby, just a little respect. Come on, baby, Jack, just a little respect. Let's get it on with a little respect. Come on, Daddy, just a little respect. Respect for now, respect for later.
Wow.
Respect forever,
yes.
Just a little respect.
Uh-huh.
Come on
just
with
a little
me.
Bit.
Just a little
just
respect.
A little bit.
Hey, just a little
just
respect.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Amen. All right. Thank you. Let's give Rita a big hand, you guys. Let's give Rita a big hand. Now, Rita, we got to get back on point, but we have We have enjoyed your serenading of music so very, very much.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome.
And
but
now
I'm
we don't want you to go
show.
Out. I want you to enjoy
I'm
the
fine.
Show. I hope that we're. What do you? What's the most interesting topic that we talked about this morning that you like?
Actually, I like all of it because every bit of it's true.
Reader, I got a message from you from Don Wyatt. He says if you give him a little bit of your money, he's gonna invest it with a little respect.
Well,
Minister Terry Herbert, Minister Terry Herbert, she sent hearts up to you and she put respect. So
hello. That's right.
Remember this song. I'm just gonna sing a little bit now. Let me do it this time, Rita. I want to sing to you. But anyway, we don't own the rights to this music. When you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do. Yeah. Listen, I'm gonna rap on your door and tap on your window. Open up, baby. I'm gonna rap on your door and tap on your window pane. I wanna tell you, baby, the changes I've been going through. Listen, you, when you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do. That's for you, Rita. God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh,
I
my God.
That.
All right. Oh, yeah. Evangelist Virginia said, you know I'm riding on a freeway in love in a pink Cadillac. Yeah.
Pink Cadillac.
You know I'm riding on the and Don said Stevie Wonder. Don Wyatt said that Stevie Wonder wrote that song for Aretha and Donny Hathaway, and Donny Hathaway produced it. Amen.
All right now.
So
there you go.
Yeah, he's a. Terry Herbert says, "Ain't no way
for me to love you if you won't." Let me, ain't no way for me to give you what you need. If you won't let me give all of me, I know that a woman's duty is to have and love a man. And that's the way it was planned. Oh, but how can I give you all the things I can if you're tying both of my hands? Oh, it ain't no way.
Mm.
It ain't no way to love you. Just ain't no way. It sure ain't no way. It ain't no way for me to love you if you won't let me. Ooh.
Wow.
If you
won't.
Let me. All right.
Let's give her a. Oh my gosh, we have been so enlightened on the show today with you coming in with this beautiful melodic muted music. Oh my gosh, amazing.
Well,
that's all I can say.
Well, for me, I feel that we need music like that. It's going to bring the people back together. It's going to make people wake up and think. You know, we need music that's going to work us all to the nerve bone, basically. But at the same time, for those who are selfish, mean, rude, and obnoxious, they can't help but to join because the words are saying it for them. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
And my suggestion is to pull things together. I have been praying on these things for a long time.
Wait. Rita, hold that point. Don't go anywhere, Rita. Stay on the show, Rita. Hold on. Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, good morning. How are you, Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones? How are you?
Good morning. I am well. Thank you very much for asking. How are you, Pastor Eddie?
I'm doing fine. Everybody say good morning to Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha. Yes.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. I've been in the weight room waiting on you all morning.
Good morning to Lana. How are you?
Blessings and honor, everyone. Good morning. I love you.
Good morning.
Lana. Good morning. Hey, Pastor Eddie.
Now wait. Yeah, we got a call right here. Caller in 832-880. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Caller in 832. Good morning. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Great. It's James Hudson.
I'm sorry. Oh, James, how are you? James, how's everything?
Hey, everything's wonderful, bro. I've been enjoying your show, man. You guys got it going on over there this morning.
All right. Hey, James. Really, really quick, tell everybody what you're doing, James.
Oh, well, you know, I'm full steam ahead with the Justice for Joshua Johnson situation down here in Houston. You know, that's what I'm doing. You know, we just recently did the production, the killing of Joshua Johnson that we did. That's really, really, really have gotten us all sorts of feedback. You just wouldn't believe what a powerful production that was, and the feedback that we've gotten back from it and the people that are helping us out. But so that's what we're doing here. We're fighting for justice for Joshua Johnson.
Now, James, we only got a little time. Tell people how they can see the movie about Joshua Johnson. Tell them how they can see that play.
Yeah, all they have to do is go to YouTube and type in Chapel of Restoration, the cover-up, and they will see the entire story about Joshua Johnson. Something that has never been done before, a two-hour production that we did. It's absolutely free. All they have to do is go to YouTube, type in Chapel of Restoration, the cover-up. And we are asking people to share that video, share that site with as many people as you possibly can, your family members, your friends, organizations, anybody that you can think of. The whole purpose of that production was to expose the criminality that has taken place when it comes to Joshua Johnson here in Houston, and it has been working like you would not believe. The cover-up has been uncovered through that production. Now people understand what happened to that young man. So that, thank you so much for asking. So I don't need to talk about
it.
We just need to look at the production.
Hey, man, James, don't go anywhere, James. Hold on, James. Don't go anywhere. Wait, hold on one second. Let's see. We're going to do that right there. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Okay, James, now without further ado, I've been so happy with everything going on. It's 10:39. We got about a couple more minutes left on the show. We got to go to our regular segment. Rita, don't go anywhere, Rita. Stay where you are. Talana Jones, come on the floor. And please give us words of wisdom, Talana, words of wisdom.
Morning, everyone. Dad?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Talana, are you there?
1 second. I am here.
Okay, go right ahead. Give us words of wisdom. Words of wisdom.
Thank you, Dad. Okay. today's words of wisdom serve purpose to what I've been listening to today. As always, I like to I would love to add something that I heard Ms. Rita say earlier about music. Music was the answer to soothe the soul, and it was the best medicine in order to heal. So thank you for sharing music today that was very heartful and soulful. I appreciate you. And today's read is from James Baldwin, and I pray you enjoy. All right, it reads, you think your pain and your heartache are unprecedented in the history of the world, but then you read, it was books that taught me that the things that torment me most were the very things that connected me, all the people who were alive and who had been alive. Thank you.
Wow. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's see something. Okay. I hear a lot of feedback there. Thank you so much, Alana. Thank you so much, Alana. And without further ado, Clarence and Allen, I need you to take over, Clarence. I need to do a couple of things here at the job. But without further ado, Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, please take the floor. Give us mental health and youth.
All right. Good morning. Mental health and youth. So today I'm coming to you with a phobia. A phobia, right? A phobia is an irrational fear, extreme and unreasonable fear, something that cannot hurt you. And so today I'm coming to you with fear of water. Believe it or not, it's called aquaphobia. It's a fear of water. It's an anxiety disorder. And the definition of aqua, which is water, phobia is extreme fear. The definition of aquaphobia is persistent, unwarranted, and irrational or intense fear of water. Okay? Irrational fear of water. And you know that it doesn't. Water doesn't cause much danger. And some of the symptoms of this disorder is individuals begin to avoid water. They have extreme anxiety, a full-blown panic attack, just at the mere thought of thinking about water. They begin to hyperventilate. Sometimes they can pass out or faint just at the sight of just looking at water. And some of the few of the treatments that are very effective, exposure treatment, where they expose you to the phobic to what they fear. In this case, they would expose them to water, and so or either they would give them, in addition to the exposure therapy, medications to reduce the panic attack. Okay, aquaphobia is fairly common. And of the 19.2 million American adults who are diagnosed with the phobia, the fear of water or aquaphobia is one of the most common. Some of the causes, sometimes traumatic incidents. Sometimes, say for instance, the person was pushed into a body of water as a prank, sometimes they could develop this phobia. Sometimes people, if a person fell off of a boat or a deck, they can develop the phobia. Sometimes individuals witness a traumatic event, such as the drowning of a loved one. Once again, they can develop this phobia. And this phobia can very well become uncontrollable to the point where it will begin to interfere with everyday functioning. Okay? Thank you very much. And just remember that mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
All right. Let's give a big hand. Let's give a really, really big hand. Wow.
Well done.
Now,
well done.
I don't know how, but I'm sorry. Without further ado, let's bring in Clarence and Mallon. Clarence, we're at 10:44. Please take the floor, Clarence and Allen, and give us regulate the manual.
Well, thank you once again, Pastor. Let's not also forget our sister up north, up in Oregon, Linda Goldie. But let me give you Regulate the Manual. I'm going to give everybody a two-letter word that I'm coming out of Regulate the Manual with. It's root. Two-letter word, re, R-E. I will call it a word that transforms when it is connected to other words. It can remind us of what things we must do over again. Re is a syllable that is used as a prefix. And I'm not speaking only to the black brethren, but also to each and every man, woman, and child who has taken these steps and made it thus far. I'm also speaking to all of the ETs who are out there so you can touch it too. RE means to go back and get it right if you have to. It means getting things done correctly when they are finished. RE means at all times when it is necessary, you go back and get it completed the right way. RE is, in my opinion, is to continue to do things again, again, and again, and you always get things done the right way. RE, it is a prefix in case you may have to refix. There are many words that we can attach to the syllable R-E. There are some words that can be attached that are good, and there are some that are not. Re, it is like regenerating the life of something over again. Re is a good thing when it's applied to good things in life and is used for the good of itself. Well, for now, make one of your main goals to grow some RE inside of you. Make RE when it is needed a part of your life, and you will leave a lot of less loose ends. Your only re-concern is to regulate. Straight up, regulate. Get it right with regulate. The first time, RE, regulate. Brothers, today, put the guns and ammo down. Stop buying and selling drugs to any and everyone. These will be some of the first steps towards your own recoveries. Your wars and your battles are in the books. I challenge you to read a minimum of 5 books. The book on some basic information on how to live is always a good start. Black, white, brown, red, yellow, and all the other colors who represent racism. After hundreds of years of racism, why do you continue to play the fool at some other's expenses? Where's your knowledge? What happened to your wisdom? This world is plentiful, and now is the time to come to regulate racism. Regulate racism. Pull over, Energizer Bunny. Your batteries have just run out. We are still regulating up in here. This is the way we are rolling in here, stepping through regulate. You have been through an installation of racism with practically every racist. Although there is so much more to recover, I believe that we have covered enough to get many points and opinions across to many who are inquisitive. Take a shot at this and put it into your drink. Learn to come to the spot of your own life where you will be able to open your mind and heart and your life to a universe of people who are here on earth, and I will guarantee you will learn and grow. You may travel to places you never dreamed of just through a conversation. Love your brother of every color. Stop racism and RE. Regulate. Thank you for listening. It's Clarence and Malin reading from the Regulate the Manual outside of racism. So we did get into that a little bit. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, for allowing me to read this. Thank you to my co-host, especially to our callers and listeners. God bless you. God keep you. Go to regulatethemanual.com and just check this book out. God bless you.
All right. And without further ado, let's bring Linda. We want to get a poem from you, Linda, and then we're going to do the commentary with Professor Reams. So without further ado, go right ahead. Take the floor, Linda.
Okay. This is going to be a song that you will remember. Them that God shall get, them has not shall lose. So the Bible says. And it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child who's got his own, who's got his own. Money, you've got plenty friends. crowds around your door. But when the money's gone and the spending ends, they don't come no more, no more. Rich relations, skin, crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. And that's, there's another stanza, but I've been trying to write it, and I missed part of it. Anyway.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, you mentioned Billie Holiday. I have a CD of her favorite greatest hits, and that particular song I was able to sing for the music club when I was part of it. But that's one of my favorite songs.
Well, thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Linda. Linda, we appreciate it. Let's give Linda a big hand, you guys. Give Linda a big hand. Come on, give her a big hand.
Now, that goes right along with a clear day.
Amen. Yes, it does, Rita. Yes, it does. And now listen carefully, you guys. You're on Eddie Jones. Listen carefully. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. There's no smoking guns. It's the real deal, Holyfield. We are about to go into our commentary with Professor Reams. But before we do, I just want to say this. The only limit in life is the one that you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Terry Herbert. I want to thank Don Wyatt. I want to thank Rita, Gloria Majors, Senior Jennings. I want to thank Fantasia. Believe you never know who's listening. Elaine Cosley, Terry Herbert again, Don, James Hudson, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, Lori Jones. Oh, my gosh. And everybody is on here. I want to thank you all. Unique, everybody. Deborah Allen, Annette Williams, Cynthia Yvette Brown, all of you guys, thank you so much. And all of our co-hosts, all of our co-producers. And without further ado, it is time for the commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Once again, a wonderful show which provides us an opportunity to start our Mondays off right. So as usual, I want to thank Pastor Jones for putting together such a superb platform to where we can talk about, as he says, the real deal, Holyfield. To my fellow co-hosts and co-producers, Cousin V, a nice shout out to and pray that things are going well. To the regulator, Clarence Allen, thank you so much for the re, which I'll come back to, especially on this wonderful day that we are rededicating ourselves to. To Cousin Vera, to the best. To Lana, again, knock it out with the wonderful thing that you've been given and the words of wisdom. To Melanie Aubrey, another shout-out. Dr. Aretha on the phobia, superb as usual. And to Sister Linda, I got my hug today. And God bless the child that God is on. To Howard Stoneman, and also to our guest, Don Wyatt, and Sister Rita, wonderful, wonderful reminder of all the songs and how music plays an important role on healing our pain. And then to James Hudson on reminding us on how the cover-up is now being uncovered. So, everyone, we were talking about three items, number 45, and whether we'll be held accountable. One thing I want to point out is, the signs of the indictments are coming through, especially with his taxes, because in that situation, when that goes down, it will be like a domino effect. When one indictment starts, the others are just going to go start flowing, almost like when the praises go up, the blessings come down. It'll come down just like that on number 45. We talked about rent control and the issues surrounding that, and that's another issue that we'll be dealing with as things move forward. So these are the necessary evils, along with the racism, along with the shooting of the young lady in the Asian community, and also in what's been going on across the nation, along with in Compton that we're dealing with, along with every that's been affected by the way that the institution has been put together. Well, the one thing that I've always remembered and always try to deal with the overall focus of this show was the read, which Clarence had mentioned. And, of course, what Sister Rita has sung about, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, the respect that we have, of which we've shown that many of these politicians or so may not have the respect for the institutions and the work and the history and the blood, sweat, and tears, who did a wonderful rendition of God Bless a Child of His Own. In order to show how appreciative, as Pastor Jones has said, for all the dedication and lives that have sacrificed themselves for this country. Doing so, since the powers that be do not have that respect, we will have to make them respect, whether they like it or not. COVID, as was mentioned by Sister Rita, has allowed us to come together and just, God has placed it where this stops everything. So whatever weaknesses we were having, whatever issues that we were covering up because we could leave out from the house, now we have to look ourselves in the mirror to see if we're good people or not. And in doing so, there's a situation where some people don't like what they're seeing. And if they're still in denial, then they're acting out, and you're seeing these people act out, either with a $1,400 check or with issues going on with other people. It has been revealed in this situation. And so now the next step is, how are we going to handle this overall? And so we talked about the re. Of course, we have to do it in love. We have to do it in respect. We also have to do it with patience. And also the biggest thing that we would be very difficult for us to do is forgiveness, because the fact that folks are still going to continue to do this. The good Lord has dealt with us for thousands of years, and he's still scratching his head of, okay, we'll just keep going with love as the focus, because love, bad pun, trumps all in the sense. So we have to keep on keeping on in the best way that we can with what he gives us. But as Sister Rita has mentioned, this is the opportunity where God has opened our eyes. And as she ended, it's on a clear day that we can see forever more when we work with the Lord and the Father in the way that he wants us to move forward in his name. Amen. And that's my commentary.
Amen. Amen. Let's give a big hand for the commentary with none other than Professor Rain. Give him a big hand. Wonderful, wonderful commentary. Wonderful commentary. I hope you guys have enjoyed our show again this Monday. Brother Damascene Pierre Paul, I want to thank you for coming on, Damascene Pierre Paul, because when Frank Lucas was alive, I have still have a copy of the interview with the real American gangster from Damascene Pierre Paul. I want to thank you, and thank you so much for letting us get an interview with the great Mr. Lucas. Who played in real life, he was the American gangster. So, Damascene, please get back with me, and I'm going to call you. I'm going to hit you on Facebook on Messenger. I can't wait to talk to you. Don Wyatt said, yay, Professor Rain. Blaine said, yay. So let's go up into our song. I love y'all. God bless you. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember, the best is yet to come, and we'll be here next Monday. Same time, same channel. But here's the real question. The real question is, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
There's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to delay. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know.
flowers and picket signs. Don't punish me.